This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc Parish. I'm here with Father Guy Roberts. We're in front of, and what is the exact name for the structure?
This would be the baldacchino above the main altar.
Okay. So describe some details about it, and then also what's within the mosaic itself.
Since we're recording a lot of the history of Joan of Arc, one of our longtime members was Don Orth, and one thing he always liked people to know about this altar is that when churches were built at this time, the altar had to be founded on the earth. So the foundation for this altar goes all the way down through the floor of the church and is founded, and it's just kind of an old tradition for the altar stone to be laid upon the earth itself and not just built upon the church floor. So this goes all the way down, and this altar is several tons in itself. I forget how many tons the altar weighs, but up above is the mosaic on the baldacchino over the crucifix that has two images, and people ask a lot, who are those folks up there? The one on the, as we're facing it on the left side, is St. Joan of Arc, our patron saint. And she's holding her banner that she carried into battle. She was told in a vision to create this banner. It shows Christ seated on his throne. He's holding the world in one of his hands, giving a blessing with the other. There's angels on both sides that are kneeling toward him. And in the banner were embroidered the names of Jesus and Mary. On the other side is someone who's not her contemporary. He lived much, much earlier, and that is St. George, who's the patron saint of England. You see the dead dragon behind him. He's George the Dragon Slayer, and he's holding the old flag of England. Before the Union Jack, it was simply the cross itself, the red cross on a white banner. So why are they portrayed together if they're not contemporaries? It was the English that burned Joan of Arc alive at the stake, and France and England were fighting at that time. And I think this artist just wanted to show that when it comes to God's kingdom, there is no fighting among the saints, even though their countries might have been at war with each other, unfortunately. The saints are very much united and at peace in what happens here upon the altar, and that is the Holy Eucharist, and they are part of the communion of saints. So there's peace among the saints, even though there's not always peace between human beings on earth.
And there's also a white dove that's in front of the sun.
Yes, the Holy Spirit coming down. So during the Mass, and of course, this prior to Vatican II, this altar would have been where the Eucharist was celebrated. And there's a point where the priest places his hands over the chalice and the bread to be consecrated, called the epiclesis, the calling down of the Holy Spirit, that these would bread and wine would become the body and blood of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit is right up above where the consecration would have taken place in times past.
Wow. Well, thank you very much. That was a good overview.
Thank you.